yesterday, somebody asked yesterday if I had a giant stain on my shirt or if it was just a shadow. It was, in fact, a giant stain. And I apologize. I got ready in the dark yesterday. I promise I will not do that ever again. It was a hat day. It was a no shower.
It was no shower Wednesday.
I was not paying attention to my attire. I promise to do better. I will do better. It was a giant oil stain. It was probably pizza or some other oily substance. I apologize. I'd like to extend my apologies to all of the listening audience out there. I'll do better.
Please do better, because
I'll do better.
You really let us down. You let us all down.
Mm-hmm. So sorry, you guys.
You guys, we have talked to you about the amazing multivitamin gel pack, immune boosting, healthycell.com/chicks products, right? We've talked about these before. I have the most amazing testimonial that I wanted to share with one of our insiders. It's from one of our insiders. This is an incredible, incredible thing. I was like, I have to share this. This comes from Jody. She's one of our Facebook insiders. She's a nurse, so that becomes important. Oh.
Yeah,
and her husband used to donate blood platelets, like, all the time. Okay, so this is every 2 weeks he would donate blood platelets. It was a way of giving to his community, and he got and he's super healthy. He got the vaccine. I don't know which one. She doesn't say, but it was one of the ones that you do the two doses of. He never got the boosters. Okay, just the regular plain old two dose vaccine. And then shortly after that, he had to stop donating platelets because all of his blood levels were coming back funky. And so he followed up with hematology. Because the levels were like, he was having low iron, low white blood counts. They call it leukocypemia.
Interesting.
It is interesting. And she says, as a nurse, it's something that she has seen a lot of since the whole vaccine thing. I get that this is anecdotal, but I mean, it's still worth mentioning, kind of like how my neurologist has noticed a whole bunch of strokes from, like, young, healthy people, right?
Yes, indeed.
So he stopped doing the blood platelet donations. He's had to increase his iron, do all this stuff. So he was taking, like, some super fancy supplement that was online, but instead she thought, I'm going to order him the Healthy Cell Immune Boost for him to see what happens. He's been on it a few weeks and his numbers have totally improved. Like, it's,
oh my gosh,
it's freaking amazing. So she's now ordered it on a subscription basis, and she is taking the Healthy Cell multivitamin, and she says it has completely made her regular, which is not her norm. And so she doesn't know what else it might be doing, but she's planning to get lab work later to see, because she's now curious about the improvement in her own blood lab work. And so she says, without a question, Immune Boost has made a difference. And she wanted us to know it. She wants everybody to know it. I thought that was an amazing testimonial.
It's a fantastic one. Yeah.
And these are, you know, Healthy Cell, it's interesting because it absorbs so uniquely and differently from, like, a tablet or a capsule, which you have to swallow. And it's got all kinds of filler and gel weirdness in it that doesn't let your body really absorb all the good for you stuff. Whereas Healthy Cell, these little squirty gel packs, you can, like, literally just squirt straight into your mouth. They taste delicious. And then you're absorbing it so much better. So cannot recommend them highly enough. Dr. Peter McCullough takes them as well. Check it out, healthycell.com/chicks. If you use promo code chicks, you're going to get 20% off of your first order. Check them out.
Amazing stuff.
What a story. I don't even know what to start with today, because there was so much going on yesterday, from the Hunter Biden stuff, porn extravaganzathon.
So
there
gross.
Is the Johnny Depp Amber Heard verdict. There is so I don't even, and then I have so many videos too.
Let's start with the verdict. Get that out of the way. Okay. Let's just get it out of the way.
Let's do it.
What did he end up getting? Like 15 million?
It's 15 million was the, like, the judgment, but then for some reason I keep seeing that she's going to appeal $8.35 million of damages that she has to pay back. So I don't know if that ends up being, like, the amount I don't know how the judgment actually works, how that figure actually breaks down. I know part of it, though, and this was a big deal, was that it was punitive. So it wasn't just that he won the defamation, he won that she did in fact defame him. And so there are consequences in terms of monetary consequences for that. But then the fact that the jury said, you know what, on top of that money, we're also making Amber pay punitive damages. That's a big deal. That's a huge extra slap in the face, you bad girl, to Amber Heard. Like, you don't get to lie and do the things that you did. Sorry.
And most importantly, he gets his reputation back, right? I mean, and this trial has kind of, it's shining a light on what a complete hose beast she is. And a lot of people are like, you know, team Johnny Depp, whatever, even though he's kind of a jerk too. I mean, let's all just keep it real. He kind of is. You know, he's just, well, he's maybe not a jerk, but he's just kind of a weirdo. Don't you think? I mean, I wouldn't want to be married to either one of them. Let's just put it that way.
Right. Right.
At the end
no,
of the
definitely
day.
Definitely not.
No.
She's appealing it. And now how successful an appeal will be, I have no idea. Because all that means is that an appellate court is just going to look to see, from a technicality standpoint, did everything go according to plan? So I don't know that she's going to have a successful appeal. She was there for the verdict. He was like off on another continent. And so there's also hullabaloo about that. Like, was that the right call for him to make, to not be there when the jury reached its verdict? Was it a bigger slap in the face to her? Or was it a slap in the face to all the fans that had been camping out at the courthouse supporting him? Should he have been there to show appreciation for that? I don't know. There's all kinds of chitter chatter about that. None of it really matters. It's just something else that people are talking about.
On another note, why would you want to appeal? Why would you want to go through this crap again? Why would you want to do that?
Well, you don't really have to go through anything again. I mean, she as a person just has to sit back and let an appellate court look at the case notes and decide
and
whether or not
more
it was
stuff.
Yeah. So it doesn't put her through another trial.
Anything?
It's just,
okay.
No. So, I mean, she should do it. Like, if she has good lawyers, she should appeal because that's her last resort.
Well, she needs to get a whole new set of lawyers because she didn't have good lawyers. Right? I mean, her lawyers were not.
I don't know that she's allowed to do that at this point.
Can she not? She can't get other lawyers?
Well, I mean, all it's doing to appeal is that her lawyers now have to say, here's why we're appealing. Here you go, to an appellate court, which will look at it and decide, did the first court trial go the way it should have?
Her lawyers were not very good.
No, they weren't. They were definitely not as good as Johnny Depp's lawyer, who was like a fireball.
Really good. Really, really good.
Anyway, people are saying, they're speculating that Amber Heard her Hollywood career is absolutely donezo. I don't know what's going to happen to Johnny Depp. I mean, it could be like a Colin Kaepernick thing, right? Where maybe people are just like, yeah, he didn't do the things that she said he did, but he's kind of like, do we want this drama to follow us to our studios? I don't know how Hollywood will react to this. I have no idea.
I think he'll do just fine. I think he'll do absolutely fine.
I feel
fine.
Like he'll be okay.
He'll get roles and he'll be fine. I mean, because there are a lot of people who have had drama in their life. I mean, I think, who's the guy who plays Iron Man? What's his name? Who became the vegan, who we didn't recognize? What's his name, you guys? It's like the guy that you showed me a picture of.
Robert Downey Jr.
Him. Yeah. Yes. Like his life, my God, he's a complete drug addict and he was like bottomed out and he had all sorts of drama in his life. And then he came back and he did just, I mean, my God, he's like a gajillionaire now. He has all sorts of roles and did all sorts of things. So I don't know. I think that Johnny Depp will, and men, they have long careers in Hollywood. Women, totally different. You know what I mean? It's like they're washed up by age what? Like our age. They're done.
Right.
Am I wrong? Yeah. So he'll be fine. He'll be totally fine.
Yeah.
He'll be good.
Yeah. So anyway, that was quite a verdict. So
I'm glad
a lot
it's
of
over.
People talking about that. And then of course the Hunter Biden thing. It's like with the Daily Mail, I never understand this. They've had Hunter Biden's laptop for what, like 2 years now? So why there's anything new ever? I mean, like, have you not gone through every centimeter of this? Like, how do you not know everything that's out there?
They want it to trickle though, Mock, so they can like still have the juicy stories. They want to like save a little bit so they can like, you know, it's like explicit story. So they have like material. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. They got to save some.
My God.
And the stuff you showed me yesterday, I was like, just so gross. You guys, he looks at widow porn.
He searches for that. Like specifically.
The fact that he looks, Yeah, the fact that he actually boinked his dead brother's dead brother's wife. I can't keep track. His dead brother's wife. And then he searches for widow porn. Like, this, he's mental. This guy is, he has problems. And this family is just gross. It's just gross. Like, the, and then he has, and then, not on top of that, he gets a stripper pregnant, like, around the same time. I can't keep track of the timeline because the guy's all over the place. Like, he's boinking everybody. And then he gets the stripper pregnant around the time that his father was inaugurated. And remember, at that time, I was like, wait, why isn't that baby and that baby mama invited to the inauguration? Why is she excluded? Why are people in the White House stripperists? I don't understand. Because you don't ever hear from her. Am I wrong?
Yeah. No, and I don't think he ever acknowledges that grandbaby in any way.
No,
never. It's like, I don't even think the grandbaby is in the count of grandchildren.
No, that's just mean. That's not okay. Why? It's your grandkid. That is your grandkid, whether you like it or not. It doesn't matter whether or not she's a stripper. It doesn't matter what she does for a living. That is your grandchild. Mm-hmm. And Hunter, that is your child.
Right.
So what's wrong with these people?
Well, there's the video too. Cause you know, I'm scrolling through, I'm looking at all the dirt. I'm looking at all the search terms that he looked at. The fact that he had a very active Pornhub account of his own, where he was posting videos of himself engaging in sexual activity with prostitutes. He was posting that at Pornhub. And then on top of that, there's video in the middle of this Daily Mail article. I'm scrolling down. I'm just shaking my head at all the stuff I'm reading. And then all of a sudden there's video of him looking into his laptop camera. And I don't know what he's looking at, but he's like doing something on his laptop. And then all of a sudden he just lets a big fart rip. And that's a video that he made. I'm going to capture this on video, this moment of me just letting one rip. And I'm going to save that onto this computer. And that was on the Daily Mail article. And I watched it. What's wrong with me?
I know. There's that. And in the same article, you guys, there's a picture of him with two women on him. And at the end of the bed, they're on bed. At the end of the bed, there's just this little white puppy.
And it's circled. Daily Mail put a circle around it as if to say, you see the puppy?
And it's it. And then my the first thing that comes to my head is has anybody saved that dog? Like, what are we gonna, like, what does anybody care what happened to this dog? Like, and the dog looks terrified, completely traumatized, as you would be if you were in the room with these people, these horrific people that have put you in this position to watch what's happening in this room. This poor dog is just sitting there like, I want to be here. I didn't ask for this. So I want to know what happened to that dog and if that dog is okay. Has anybody followed up with the dog?
It's a good question. It is a good question. I don't know. There are things now that I cannot unsee.
Right.
And I don't know why I put myself through them, these things, but I did.
I blame you. And... I blame you, Mock.
That was a bad judgment call on my part.
Yeah, it was. Totally.
Also, I need to tell everybody, and it's difficult for me to admit when I'm wrong, but I was wrong. I was wrong.
Really?
about something
what?
Very important.
What?
Remember when we were speculating about why it was that Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are dating? Why she would lower herself to be with someone like Pete Davidson? And, you know, the joke was, it's the BDE. And I was like, no. There's no way it was that, because she's so gorgeous and like she could have any guy she wants that's actually attractive that also has BDE. And so I thought there was no way that this was possible. However, she apparently admitted out loud on her show that that's exactly why they're together.
Right.
She said she went looking for that BDE because she'd heard about it and she was DTF. Those are her words. I was wrong.
It's the BDE. I feel like with that many gorgeous women, it's got to be that, you guys. Yeah. Because there's Ariana Grande. He's dated Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale. You guys have seen Kate Beckinsale, right? Yeah. I mean, you've seen her. Kim Kardashian. There's also all these. Oh, and Cindy Crawford's daughter. He dated her.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I mean, it's like, it's just not even normal. He looks like Beetlejuice. You know, he looks like Beetlejuice died again. That's what he looks like. It's like
he really does.
Right. It's just not normal that he would have all of these unbelievably gorgeous women, if not for something like that.
But still, I don't understand that. I will never understand being able to look aside from the fact that he's so grotesquely hideous just because he has, I mean, I'm sorry, that's not enough. That's not enough. Maybe I'm very demanding, but that's not enough.
You're not that girl. You know, you're just not that girl. We look for other things besides that. He's a rebound guy.
Hey, a quick reminder. I know we've told you guys about this website before, but now there's a little bit of a different thing that we want you to know about it. PresidentialElectionProject.com. The people that are running that platform and working on this project behind the scenes are very determined to reform the Electoral Count Act in light of what we saw happening with the last presidential election and all the hullabaloo about what Mike Pence's role was and whether or not he had power to, you know, to not count certain state votes and electoral votes. There's too much ambiguity in the Electoral Count Act, and the Presidential Election Project is bound and determined to fix that, to fix some of the ambiguity. They want to make sure that this doesn't happen again, particularly because it's now Kamala, who is a complete idiot, and we cannot have her deciding unilaterally to decide the outcome of the next presidential election. So now, when you go to presidentialelectionproject.com, you can sign up for their newsletter, right? Like their updates, their email updates. So whenever they have something that you can help with, whether it's to share their website link or to contact a certain legislator, you'll get updates via email about how you can help make sure that these changes that have to happen to the Electoral Count Act do in fact happen. So sign up, presidentialelectionproject.com. You can learn all about what they're doing there. You can get on their email list and help get this sorted out, because we do not need any of this kind of confusion happening at the next election.
Yes, make sure that you are following us on Facebook Insiders and on our Locals page at chicksonrate.locals.com.
Okay, KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre.
Abdul-Jabbar. She is terrible. She is
somehow terrible. And like somehow getting progressively worse on a daily basis. And it's absolutely incredible. I don't know what to make of it. Because usually if you're on the job, the longer you're on the job, the better you get.
Better. Yeah.
And this is, it's just incredible watching her get worse. So I've got a couple of different examples. One that I'm going to share my screen for. I don't know who this reporter is, this little fella, this young guy. His name is Philip Wegman. And he is asking her about what it takes for a problem or a crisis to reach, what level does it need to reach before the White House brings it to Biden's attention?
And calls it a crisis.
God knows, yeah. And calls it a crisis, right.
Right.
So he asks that question. And so, and this is specific to the whole baby formula issue, right? Because there's a lot of questions now about the timeline. When did the White House know this problem was going to happen? When did they do anything about it? What were the actions that they took? I'm not going to play this whole thing because it's over 2 minutes, but the flailing that Karine Jean-Pierre does, looking through her binder frantically and just saying all these words that don't actually say anything, it's extraordinary to watch how desperately terrible she is at actually speaking for the White House. Let me embiggen. Watch this.
I wanted to ask a more general question first. And my more general question, which is, I think, at the heart of a lot of things that you've asked, is how serious does an issue have to be before it's brought to the president's attention?
So let me just lay this out, because I think this is really important. And I've said this multiple times. The reason that we are where we are with Abbott in this facility, with the baby formula in this current situation, and we have seen production go up, again, the graphs that I showed, and that has happened because of our involvement in what we were able to do. Look, the market, there are four manufacturing facility companies, just four. And that is something that we also have to address down the line. And this is something, as we talk about competition, the president has been very focused on. But FDA, as we've said, called out a safety hazard, a safety issue with Abbott, and they had to shut down one of their facilities. When that happens, they do all the things that happens when a safety issue comes up, Abbott had to shut down that facility. So that's the thing. That's why we got to where we got to. From the moment that we heard of the recall in February, on February 17th, as I've laid out, we took action. We took action and we moved forward and we did everything that we can. And I've laid out the cut the red tapes. And now the DPA, Defense Production Act, and other things that we're the fly-in formula from across the board, all of those things from abroad. All of those things were actions that we took to make sure that we dealt with this crisis.
I can't even.
She didn't answer the question. There was no answering of the question. She went back and she like said all the same crap that she said before. And she basically like went through what we already know. Oh my God, these people are so inept. Just answer the damn question. Can they ever answer a question? It drives me insane. It's like talking to a toddler. Just spit it out. Just say it.
Well, and now we know what her tell is, right? Like her gimmick that she uses is that she obviously says, like all the time. But the other thing that she does is she says, as I've said before, as I've said many times, as I've already laid out, but she's never said or laid out or said many times the thing that she's saying that she said. Ever.
I just, for once, I would want somebody in that room to just go, answer the question. Answer it. Spit it out.
I know.
I don't care. I would risk getting thrown out of there for good. Just to say it. It would be so satisfying just to scream that and say it. Just spit it out, lady. Good.
Well, and I don't know if there's something in the water at the White House, if this is just something that happens, like when you become part of the Biden administration, you just automatically get dumber. I think that might be a thing that's actually happening because not only does Biden never remember what Kamala Harris's actual position is, this is apparently contagious. Look at this.
The first lady, the first lady, my goodness, the vice president has clearly her own portfolio.
Oh my God. It's like, she's not the first lady. She's not. She could pretend to be. It's like she's the czar of what? She's the border czar. Is that what she is? I don't know.
That's right. She's supposed to be in charge of the border.
That's right. She's supposed to be doing that. She's never actually been there, has she? She's never really done anything.
She's never been to Europe. Well, now she has been to Europe.
She's never actually been to the border. God, administration's a joke.
Total joke. I don't think Biden's been there either. Still.
No.
It's incredible.
He's been to Europe, but never been to the border.
Right.
Congratulations.
Wow. One more clip of Karine Jean-Pierre. This is, of course, a Ducey exchange. And again, this is too long to play the whole thing. But because I don't know if you saw, I did a post yesterday at chicksontheright.com of Janet Yellen, who is the least confidence-inspiring person probably in the entire administration. If you're looking to feel better about where the economy is going, never listen to her because she just makes you feel like the world is ending at all times. Yesterday, she admitted that she was wrong. The very person in charge of knowing that inflation was not going to be transitory, the person with all the access to all the information that should have told her, yes, if you spend and print jillions of dollars, inflation is going to get out of control. She's now saying out loud, I did not see this coming. She's actually admitting she had no idea this was going to be
as
bad
as
it is.
That's fantastic. Oh my God.
So Ducey decides, because now she's admitting it, Janet Yellen is admitting it, will the White House actually admit the same thing out loud? Here's a little bit of that exchange.
Topic, when are you guys going to admit that you were wrong about inflation?
No easy questions today, huh?
The Treasury Secretary says that she was wrong, so why doesn't anybody here at the White House?
Okay, so look, what the Secretary was pointing out out. This was talking about yesterday when she was doing her hit with her TV hit with CNN, is that there have been shocks to the economy that have exacerbated inflationary pressures, which couldn't have been foreseen 18 months ago, I'm trying to answer your question. I was just getting to the why not, including Russia's decision to invade Ukraine.
Here we go.
She never gets to the why not, by the way.
No. Never. So you couldn't see that coming. Yeah, because this is the thing, the transitory thing. I swear, these people, it's just so, they have the talking points and she reads them. That's what I hate about her, is that she reads everything. It's like she doesn't really understand what she's talking about. She has no idea what she's doing. At least Jen Psaki didn't do that.
Yeah.
She didn't do it. She kind of understood at least what she was lying about.
Right. Know? She was much smoother with her lying. Much smoother.
She was. She was like a used car salesman. And I can appreciate that a little bit. You know, this chick is like, let me flip to like exactly the script that they want me to say, because it is a script. Let's get real. It's a script. She just hasn't memorized her lines yet. At least Psaki memorized her lines. This chick's got to do that. She's got to spend some time trying to be Julia Roberts and stand in front of the mirror and memorize this crap. And then maybe I'd have a little bit, just like this much more respect for her, you know? But I just, at
How
this
long
point,
do you
I'm
give
like,
her?
I give her 6 months.
Really?
Yeah.
You think she'll only make it 6 months?
Yeah, because she's a joke. It's just like, you're looking
terrible.
She's reading it. They might as well have an intern doing this. Am I wrong?
No. I give her more time because these kinds of people never admit to their own weakness, and she'll just keep chugging along being terrible, I think, as long as they let her. But I think she'll finish out Joe Biden's first term. That's my prediction.
You do? Really? Oh my God. I don't think she'll last the first term.
Really?
He's got a lot. Yeah. Cause he's got what? How many more? He's got like 2.5 more years, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah. No, that's right.
That's a long time. I mean, I don't even think Psaki would, she'll probably use some sort of excuse where she'll go and she'll get a CNN or an MSNBC gig.
Yeah. Yeah. And she'll be highly sought after.
Oh, totally. Because it'll be somebody where she can just talk about how racist the country is. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'd love that. They would eat that up with a spoon.
This is new training ground, I guess. This is where MSNBC gets their people. They just pluck them right out of the White House press secretary pool.
CNN, too. They would eat her up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kamala Harris gave a speech yesterday about climate change. And she was talking about the dreadful drought and fires that California has experienced. And so there were parts of her speech where, I mean, the subject matter was obviously pretty grave, right? Like when you're talking about people losing their homes and their families and their everything, all of their belongings to fires and drought, that's a pretty serious topic, which is why, of course, Kamala Harris decided to laugh. No reason. She just decided to do her cackle in the middle of talking about families going through drought. Look at this.
And I remember watching in the Oakland Hills, Northern California, the landscape turning from green to brown. And everyone, from my mother, our teachers, the radio DJs, KDIA, Lucky 13, saying how important it was to conserve water.
Hell is wrong with her?
I don't know why. It's like, why is that funny? Why is that funny?
Oh my God,
that radio station's so funny, everybody. What? she has problems. She has severe problems.
Severe.
Oh my God.
Severe. Yeah.
It's just not even right. God.
Oh my God.
Shouldn't she be on the border? She should be on the border.
Well, she's very busy looking at root causes of things and talking about space. So.
And laughing at radio stations, because that man, radio stations are hilarious, you guys.
Hilarious. Lucky 13.
So freaking funny. God.
Also, speaking of the first lady, as Karine Jean-Pierre called Kamala, the actual first lady, Jill Biden, just made the cover, very first time ever, for Harper's Bazaar, which I did not realize, quite honestly, was still a magazine. But it
wow. is. Did she wear her fishnets? She put a strap on her fishnets? Put those on? Woo!
She has some outfits.
Yeah.
But included in this whole write-up about her and the big photo shoot and all of that, the little tidbit that came out yesterday that we meant to get to and didn't have time to yesterday is that she and Joe do not like to argue in front of all of their Secret Service people. So they have this thing that they do, which they call fexting, which just is like fight and texting schmooshed together. So whenever they want to fight with one another, they fext. This is the thing that they do now.
That
so
they're known
if you
for.
Want to use that, feel free.
Do you fext? Do you fext with your husband? Do you fext?
No. Only unless he's across the house and I don't want to actually like move my body to go and talk to him. If we happen to be bickering over text, it might be just because he's across the house. But no, I don't think we've ever had a fext.
Yeah, we'll gripe and bicker over text. We'll do that every once in a while. But it's more play. Like we play with each other.
Yeah,
gripe and bicker. That's my husband and I do that quite frequently. It keeps the spice alive. I feel like. Right. I mean, if Greg and I didn't do that, I don't know what I'd do, you know, but yeah, we definitely do that. But like knockdown, drag out fights, I don't think we'd ever done that over a text exchange. Yeah. Cause it's more fun to do that in person. Are you kidding me? Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Well, that's what they do.
Did you see the pictures of her in Harper's Bazaar? Have you seen the pictures? I need to know.
Like, I did, but I didn't notice. Like, I didn't study them. You know what I mean? I remember seeing it and just moving on and forgetting entirely
about it. She never wears solid colors. Have you ever noticed that? It's always like
she
really
likes
crazy. She's all about the prints because, you know, she is a pillar of fashion, as you know. That's why Melania Trump was never in a fashion magazine, because it's not like she was a model or anything.
No, I mean, why would they do that?
Completely classless, that Melania. Yeah.
Also, she was in there. Yeah, she's on the cover in case you want to pick up that magazine at your newsstand.
Yeah.
One more quick thing before we get to your sack of whack, and that is that BLM has hired a set of three different, or they've added three different people to their board, apparently one of which is a chair whose specific assignment is to deal with all of the financial hullabaloo, right? Like, so all the scandals that BLM is involved with in terms of taxes and how they've spent money, all of that is under scrutiny right now. And so they've pinpointed a specific person named Cicely Gay to take over handling and managing through the financial hullabaloo. The problem with Cicely Gay is that she has declared bankruptcy for herself
multiple times.
He also, it's gotten so bad, in fact, that she was ordered by a court to attend money management seminars. When a court tells you that you suck at money so hard that you have to go to court-mandated classes, why would that be the person that BLM puts in charge of money? I mean,
you've got to be kidding me with this. Like, of all the people, you've got to be kidding me.
You can't make it up.
They keep picking the people with the skills, you know, just with the mad skills. Wow.
It's just incredible, right? Like, cannot make it up.
You can't. It's like, let's find the person in the United States who has the worst money management skills and put them in charge of our money. I mean, wow. Okay, BLM.
You guys, Father's Day is around the corner. I know everybody was grilling and cooking out and everything this weekend, but Father's Day is coming. And I know Omaha Steaks did like a survey. They commissioned a survey to be done of dads. And like 80% of the dads were like, yeah, like the greatest thing on Father's Day is a great steak. And that is why, if you're looking for a good Father's Day present, you guys, you should order the Dads Want Steaks package from Omaha Steaks. It's 60% off right now, and it comes with like so much deliciousness. We had the bacon wrapped fillets this weekend.
Oh,
my husband made those
good.
So good. Oh my God.
So good.
It comes with that. It comes with chicken breasts. It comes with pork chops. It comes with jumbo franks. It comes with steak burgers. And then, even too, you also get 8 extra big Omaha Steak Burgers for free when you order this package that is already 60% off. It's the Dads Want Steaks package. All you do is you go to omahasteaks.com, and in the search field, you put chicks, and it'll come up and it'll say chicks on the right. And you're like, yeah, chicks on the right. And you click on it, it comes up with the Dads Want Steaks package, and you'll get this deal. So do it, because what is it? June 19th, I think, is Father's Day. Like, it's around the corner.
It is. It's June 19th. And I got to tell you, the pork chops have become my favorite. I don't know why. I'm like on a pork chop like kick. And they are, usually pork chops are like very sad and pathetic, you know, but the Omaha Steaks ones are to die for. They're so thick and juicy and oh God, I'm just like drooling thinking about it. They're so, so good, you guys. So you definitely have to check that out. And then also check out our socials, all of our socials at Chicks on Right. You can find us everywhere and all the places and even places that we shouldn't be, like TikTok, we are there. So make sure that you are, make sure that you are checking us out in all of the places like Instagram and Twitter and TikTok and Rumble and I don't know, in all of the places, everywhere at Chicks on Right. So do that. Do that.
Do it. What is in your sack of whack today?
Well, this is, it's just, it's kind of a silly whack story. It's a stripper who got hired for a bachelor party and she's completely naked on stage. It's in one of those kind of seedy, this is the stripper. You can see her. There she is. That's yeah. The stripper. Okay. Her name is Kendra. She gets on stage. It's dark. You know, it's in one of those dark, seedy strip places, right? Turns out it's her brother's bachelor party. Yeah.
Wait, so, did he not know that she was a stripper?
I don't think so. No. So I don't think that he knew. Yeah. So that's the thing. So she gets up on stage and she didn't realize that until she was there and she's naked. And then
she wasn't giving him a lap dance, was she? Because I can't.
No. And like some people, you know, like some people were talking about how this was, you know, like this is like totally gross. And they were judging her. Obviously, they're going to judge her if she's a stripper. And then other people were like sympathizing because they can only imagine like how embarrassing it must have been. And they were like, it's like strippers at bachelor parties are so weird. No shame to strippers at all, but I would never be okay with my boyfriend looking at a girl like that. People were shaming her. But then at the same time, she was like, oh my God. I mean, it was I'm there in front of my brother. And so I think she actually, like, I don't know if she stopped or what happened, but
does she not know when she's hired for a bachelor party? And then she's also realizing, I'm sure, that her brother's getting married. Does she not maybe think, perhaps I should check?
I guess it was a big city. I think this was in California, but I think it was in California. I'm not sure exactly the city, but it was California. It was California. And it was a real estate agent that, she got hired by one of his friends. Right. So, I mean, it's not like she was hired by him because, you know, friends put this stuff together for you. And so I guess she didn't know this particular person that hired her. And she gets up on stage and she's like, that's my brother. Oh, my God. So, so I don't know. I don't know what lesson we're supposed to learn from this. Maybe either don't be a stripper or make sure that you vet the person who hires you if you are a stripper to just be sure that you're not going to be stripping in front of your brother at his bachelor party.
Or just like know when your own brother's bachelor party is taking place. And if you are a hired stripper for a bachelor party, just kind of make sure. Just do a little due diligence.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, that could be the lesson here. So that's your whack. Because I thought that was whack. I was like,
that is... Freaking whack is what that
is. Right. Everybody, we're hugging. We're hugging right now, everybody. We're hugging. We're hugging. We're angry. We're angry hugging. It's like anger hugging. It feels so good. It's like, what is the thing that Joe and Jill Biden do? What do they do?
Fexed.
What do they do?
They fexed.
Yeah, we're basically fexing a hug is what we're doing right now. That's what we're doing. Oh, it feels so good. You guys, it feels so good. Okay, everybody have a great day and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye,
everybody. We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Professor Gadsad joins me for the entire podcast to discuss how the left is constantly trying to manipulate our minds to no longer recognize reality. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, Professor Sad explains how the left brainwashes people to embrace sheer nonsense like men being able to have babies. He also explains how to develop the mindset to fight back and to equip our children to do the same. Join us. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.